Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, we're rolling into the third hour here on this Friday edition. Dave Krieger is our guest. The book is about titles. We're taking your phone calls. Let's move to them quick. 30 more minutes of calls here, then a bunch of news, and my little visit with a drone today. Yeah, it happened. And I got footage of it to prove it. Let's talk to Mike in New Mexico. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you. I don't know about these reverse mortgages. I'm hearing them air a lot on commercials, and it looks like they're attacking a lot of senior citizens. So if you guys can elaborate on that, something to look out for your mom or whatever.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, they're telling old folks, live in your house till you die, but get some money to live now on the house. In a way, maybe that's a good idea because the IRS will try to steal old people's houses unless it's all clouded. But I'm not giving advice. I mean, I'm sure that's probably pretty predatory. What's going on?
Well, reverse mortgages, and we had a question on that on another program that I was on, and the woman basically was concerned about the fact, as you stated, Alex, that she was wondering whether or not this was a smart move for somebody that's getting up in years. And normally when I think of people going into retirement, I'm thinking of people that are trying to literally pay off their mortgage and find a passive income stream. But because of the fact that America's financial education, well, you obviously didn't learn it in high school. You actually have to, instead of the school of high school, you learn it in Fort Knox or Hard Knocks, so to speak. You basically learn because you've sacrificed your almighty dollars and have gotten nothing in return. The bigger problem we're having is that the lack of education, lack of financial education in this country has basically allowed the lending community to prey on the interests of these people. And so they get these famous movie stars on that look trusting and they recommend these things and recommend these.
So you're saying it's a bad idea.
If it was my situation, I was facing retirement, I sure would be looking at another income stream. I could think of a lot of other things to invest.
Sure. But let's say your cancer's in remission. You think you're going to be dead in 5 years. Do the reverse mortgage, go to the Caribbean and have a good time.
Part of the problem is, though, your estate starts to diminish, and pretty soon, by the time all this is said and done, your estate is left with nothing. I mean, that's the...
But, I mean, yeah, if you don't want to give your kids the money, though, blow it. I mean, it sounds bad. I'm not saying reverse mortgages are good. I don't know much about them. I'm just saying, are they always bad in your view?
I generally tend to shy away from them, but, you know, people have the reasons for doing it, and I always tell them, look... If you're going to do a reverse mortgage, best thing to do is consult with a financial professional. Get your
well, yeah, why not sell the nicer house and move into a smaller apartment in a retirement community instead of getting the reverse mortgage?
My mom did that very thing. She did the very same thing. She took her all the money that she had. She sold her house. And, of course, you know, her being in Florida, she took a nosedive on that house and lost $100,000 when she sold it. And so she took that money and put it into annuities and what she considered safe investments and left it there. And so then she moved into an apartment. And that way, you know, when it's time to settle the estate, everything is very easy and not complicated. Now, the average person could have said, you know, the reverse mortgage sounds good because I want to leave something to my kids. Well, the downside of the reverse mortgage is the fact that it depletes the estate. So if the intent was to leave them something, well, don't you think it would be better just to try to figure out a way to create an income stream to pay off the mortgage or figure out a way to, rent the house out and move into an apartment so somebody else can pay that mortgage? Because that's what a lot of people do when they can't afford the house. They rent it to somebody else and somebody else makes the mortgage payment. And then they move into an apartment, which is cheaper, that they can live on and they're fixing.
All right. Great analysis. I think that answered his question. We're going to go to break. Two more segments. The next one's long. We're going to go to Mike, Nathan, Sandy, Truth Warrior. Actually, Truth Warrior is right after Mike when we come back. And I'm Alex Jones. Our guest is Dave Krieger. The book is Clouded Titles. It is amazing. What if you were not able legally to sell your home? Over 70 million American homes may be affected. This book breaks it down. Available at InfoWarsShop.com at the lowest price you're going to find in the known universe. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dave Krieger is our guest for two more segments here on this live Friday edition. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, there is a mega fraud. I've talked about it a decade ago. People thought it was a conspiracy theory, how they didn't have the real notes. They were engaged in fraud. They were selling into derivatives, these mortgages over and over again. The chain of custody wasn't filed. The deeds weren't filed properly. None of it was being carried out correctly. Well, now, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, that's been big news. It's continuing. And they're not just taking people who get behind on their mortgage. Now, you pay 24 years, you get behind 1 month, they take it the last year. They're taking houses that are paid for. And we've gone over a lot of examples of that. And, or people think their house is paid off, but somebody bought it down the line and just comes and says, it's mine. And the courts take it, unless you know what you're doing. That's where the book Clouded Titles that we do sell at InfoWarsShop.com, massively discounted. It's normally $49.95. It's $39.95, and you get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with it. But the point is it's well worth it and because it breaks down what real lawyers and others are doing to win. And it's the latest. This just came out, this latest edition. Okay, I want to go back to the phone calls here. Let's go to Mike and then Truth Warrior and others. Mike in Wyoming, you're on the air with Dave Krieger. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Dave, there's another 500-pound gorilla out there that's clouding title. That's the IRS. I was in a urinating contest with him for many years, and I finally had to go through bankruptcy to get him off my back. But I'm still saddled with a big lien on my house that my bankruptcy attorney says I'm stuck with it. There's nothing they can do about it. But what the IRS does is they don't go through the normal procedure that anyone else would have to go through to file a lien with the county recorder. The recorder just says, well, we just file anything as long as the appropriate fee is paid. There's no certification, to be specific.
Is that even a mechanics lien?
No. They have to certify that the information in there is accurate, and they don't do that. It's robo-signed by someone who doesn't even exist.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that. And by the way, this is the big scandal. You saw, Dave, this big breaking news, just out of caveat, and I'm going to get the article out soon. For 3 years, I've been talking to a senior IRS person, and then for over a year another. But in the last few months, they're like, listen, there's going to be a big thing. We're told to give people fake. They're not fake, but they really are fake under wrong names, these tax IDs. Then they can then attach those to Social Security numbers that aren't even the same. And government, Texas Comptroller, others have released millions of them. Foreign governments are involved, you name it. It's shutting down the IRS. But it's worse when the illegals do stuff in your name or whatever. The IRS, and there's this identity fraud involved, will come and still take your account or put liens on you, and they're told it doesn't matter, just use it to take their money. And the IRS is finally in a mutiny. You know, the biggest center in the country is here in Austin. They are finally just going, "This, we can't do this." And they're taking retirees' homes, you name it. I mean, it is. So this breaking news you see is really a whitewash, is what I'm saying. But what do you say to that, Mike?
Well, my question is, isn't there a way? Can I do a quiet title action? I couldn't get any attorney to touch it locally here.
Yeah, how do you challenge the fact that it's a robo-signed fraud?
Well, you know, again, you're dealing – UCC largely in part deals, from my understanding, in Article 9, which is basically possession is nine-tenths of the law, and if they can go in and seize whatever's in your bank account. And I know that, judging from what I've talked to attorneys about, Mike, on these issues, that they're telling me that, you know, certain bankruptcy debts are dischargeable, or IRS liens, rather, are dischargeable in bankruptcy if they're older than 3 years. My CPA even confirmed that. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, once liens are there, there are certain procedures that you need to find a real estate attorney that understands
yeah.
that stuff that can go in.
Yeah, there are people that aren't cowards or willing to go up against the IRS.
There are attorneys that will go and challenge the existing liens on there, especially if a lien has been discharged in bankruptcy and it still is, you know, showing on your chain.
So what saved you? Your homestead saved you from their clutches?
Well, it's the bankruptcy itself stops any collection activity, but that doesn't make the lien just go away.
By the way, Mike is a doctor, and he hadn't called in a few years. And you've been listening over a decade, haven't you, Mike?
Oh yeah, since the early days.
I recognize your voice. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Unfortunately, you know the old saying that a fish rots from the head down. Our administration here at my little hospital seems to have the same infection that the feds have, that they can just do pretty much whatever they want, and this mentality seems to be permeating our entire society.
Yeah, the more Americans go along to orders, the tyrants will gravitate to the positions. Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny we'll live under is the exact point you will put up with. And that's the bad prognosis, Doc, as you know. But I tell you, you've been listening. It's got to be 12, 13 years. Has it not all come true, like we said? I mean, it's we're just following the signpost right into hell here. I mean, we're getting pretty close to the mouth of the furnace now.
Yeah, well, like you, I've known for a long time what was going on. I just I'm old enough that I thought, well, this is something that the next generation is going to have to deal with, and I never dreamed that, at fast approaching 60 years of age, I'm going to be the one that has to deal with it.
Well, look out, because my IRS source said 70%+ of the audits and seizures are doing, they've been told target retirees, and they've changed the laws retroactively to now try to get your money and say, oh, you took $200,000 out the last couple of years out of your retirement. There's penalties and interest. You owe us $1 million. And it's not even a law. It's just total criminality. Good to hear from you. Any other comments on that?
I'm good there.
Amazing info. Let's talk to Nathan in Minnesota. You're on the air with our guest.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on. I'm actually a friend of Dan Feitz, who's been on your show before. I'm an attorney here in Minnesota, and I practice in the area of bankruptcy, and then I've studied this issue. I've had some knowledge and exposure to this. Just a couple things I wanted to say. In Minnesota, the MERS has come and lobbied our legislature and just gotten a MERS statute that just says everything they have done is okay. And they also got a favorable decision on a certified question from the federal court to the Minnesota Supreme Court in the case of Jackson v. MERS that basically says, yeah, everything they do is fine. You can sever the note from the lien. That said, I think people should be really careful about, you know, what attorneys they hire. We just had one here that got sanctioned for a lot of money and who was representing the people that he was going to be able to take care of these things. So be real careful and check into who you hire. And then the other thing I wanted to say that has to go with the IRS, you see the IRS picking on little people all the time. When these things were securitized and they put them in like these REMIC trusts, I've learned this. I've gone to continuing legal educations on this from real legitimate attorneys that have been involved in this, a lot of people from the South. They put them in these REMIC trusts. It's my understanding from these attorneys that the nature of these trusts is such that you're not supposed to transfer these assets around once you've got them in these trusts. So essentially, it appears to be that there's massive tax fraud that has been perpetrated by these banks and maybe Goldman Sachs or whoever's been churning these things out. I actually got to talk to a retired partner in Goldman Sachs at a bar, kind of a friend of an uncle who basically he designed these things and he basically acknowledged to me off the record it's just a big fraud that they would have them, that they would have them certified AAA and, you know, spin them off. And so I think that there's massive, you see our little, you know, our doctors, you know, that's not for middle class person, but I see people, truck drivers and stuff picked on by the IRS a lot.
Oh, no. They admit they go after little people for no reason because they can't defend themselves. I mean, it not only is the IRS robbing people, folks, you're robbing innocent people and destroying families. Your mojo, whatever you want to call it, your karma, your reap what you sow. I wouldn't want to be you. And I'm not talking about people doing something to you. I'm talking about God. I mean, I've learned one thing, folks. You do wrong, it comes back on you manyfold. I notice, Dave, that you're sitting there pretty excited to say something you know about these cases. Thank you for the call, sir. Well,
I have one question. Stay there. Yeah, I have one question I want to ask Nathan if you're still in the
He line. Already dropped. Sorry. Yeah. I'm
trying to find out how much luck these bankruptcy attorneys are having doing adversarial proceedings inside of Chapter 13, because a lot of people, they try to do a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and you basically are just discharging and dumping all the debt.
But you were nodding your head when you talked about a lawyer getting sanctioned in Minnesota.
That was a massive case, and he's still getting sanctioned. He basically was doing a lot of blanket filing of the same type of lawsuits trying to stop these foreclosures, and the courts basically just hammered them. Unfortunately, the problem in Minnesota, and this is, you know, there are several states that are really seriously in trouble. Michigan is one. Minnesota's one. They've given MERS a lot of latitude. Arizona, with the Cervantes case and the multi-district litigation, has given MERS a huge...
So the courts are backing the fraud.
A lot of what we're seeing is that the courts are siding with MERS in that... And this is part of the problem is the borrower. The borrower went in ignorantly and signed his name to a deed of trust or mortgage and gave MERS.
But a fraudulent, I know lawyer, but I know in all law, ancient and the more newer forms, something designed to deceive and to be a fraud is a null and void contract.
If it can be proven. The thing I have to ask the borrower when they go to the closing table like yourself, when you went out and got a mortgage loan, did you read before you signed?
Yes, but it's written in legalese, you know, basically in a foreign language.
I understand. Did they tell you that you could get an attorney at the time that you signed this document?
No.
Yeah. See, the thing is that Americans, because of this lack of financial education I was referring to earlier in the show, because of the fact that they
like... No, we've been raised to be victims and to be cattle. That's why the big banking associations 100 years ago or more said we've got to finance the dumbing down.
Yeah, well, you have to look at when you go in to sign a mortgage loan, if anything, if you know somebody that's going to be buying a house at any point in time in the near future, you need to sit down if you know about this book and you need to share it with them and tell them, look, if you go in and you see an 18-digit MIN number, it means that they intended to securitize your loan. That MIN number was on your document before you went to closing. They already had that note and that pool and everything.
No, they already get it agreed to get you the loan. Now, and they shop it around. That's how they get it. But to expand on that, You're seeing more and more. You can go to title company houses themselves. You can do an original old-fashioned system. You've just got to ask for it, right?
There are good banks out there that will hold the paper, and that's the way it used to be.
So, and the book breaks it all down. Clouded Titles, available right now at InfoWarsShop.com or link through at InfoWars.com. Get it. Knowledge is power. This is a weapon against the globalists. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, I was going to Truth Warrior, who I saw on hold earlier in the week and never got to it, and I was about to go to him, and he hung up. So let's go to Sandy in Florida. You're on the air with the author of Clouded Titles, Dave Krieger. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, ma'am. Do you have a question or comment?
kind of a question and a comment. Well, actually, I was helping a friend of mine who's been facing foreclosure. She's been fighting successfully through an attorney, but then they dropped her because the banks wanted to do a modification, and she didn't. So we went pro se because we couldn't find any attorneys to help us. One actually said, you know what happens when people come against the system? They get killed. So we went and we showed the judge that the assignment of mortgage was done 2 months after they had already first filed for foreclosure. So when she talked to the attorney said, oh, that we took care of that before. And she said, no, there's nothing in here about that. And then she said, do you have the original? He said, no. Finally, she looked at him and she goes, you got a serious problem here. And she says, but I'm not dismissing the case. And she looked at my friend. She goes, because I'm not going to give you a place for free. So they, you know, they stopped it. They didn't give them the summary judgment. So listening to you, I've written down some notes. We did. She did get an attorney because when I said to my friend said to the judge, we feel there's fraud involved in the actual.
Sure, assignment. We're not going to be able to break down the whole case here today, ma'am, or give you, you know, things that are going to win. You need to get the book or do further research. But do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yeah, the question is that they want to do mediation. They're supposed to have a title expert. So if he's there, should we bring up the whole thing about what you were mentioning about the...
Well, ma'am, we can't sit here and give you advice over the air and know the particulars, but I appreciate your call. But I'm sure you hear this all day, Dave.
I do a lot. And, you know, basically the way things are, if I was in that position, Alex, I would be, you know, looking at the attorney and I'd be saying, okay, you know, what's wrong with the logistics here and why aren't we arguing these things? I mean, he needs to speak up. You know, my biggest concern, because she was sitting there talking about a loan mod, if you've got a document that or an assignment that is questionable and you know it's questionable, then, you know, the question then becomes or the issue becomes, why am I negotiating and doing a loan mod with a lender that may not own my note?
But that shows you've already gotten pretty far that now they're trying to.
Well, see, the problem with loan mods is it drives the borrower because it takes a long time to get a loan mod done. And the whole time that this is happening, the borrower is either making trial payments or not making payments at all. And they're getting deeper in debt, and there's more servicing fees being added on by the servicer. And so as an end result, it costs more to dig out of the snow drip, you know, once everything is all piled up around you. So, you know, this is why we go back to the core and look at chain of title versus chain of custody of the note.
Exactly. They're trying to change the subject. Let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, it's funny that you guys are bringing this up today. I had a piece of property that was sold yesterday, and I got a phone call from the title company, and here the notary at the county level never had a witness when she notarized it. Now she's a county employee, never had it witnessed, and here the title company will not allow the sale to go through, and I was told I have to go get an attorney.
Well, that's one of the good things now. They're starting to make them not do all the robo behavior. Go ahead.
No, that's a valid argument and a valid reason to go get counsel because of the fact that, you know, somebody might be subtly sending you a message that you might have an out here. You might be able to vacate the entire judgment and sale because of the fact of the way the case was done. And that's, you know, when you're seeing any little thing that's wrong, including not having a notary witness or any number of little factors that creep into the situation.
Yeah, what's happening is you've got moral people who thought that the IRS and other places were legitimate. Now they're finding out it's all a fraud. The people at the county level, they're not allowed to come out and speak out against it because of the tyranny, but they will sit there and give you tips. They will, you know, explain things to you.
Well, they can't give legal advice either, Alex, but they can drop subtle hints, and that's apparently what this gentleman has happened to him. And so if somebody says, I really think you need to get an attorney because I see a problem here, you know, they're basically speaking off the cuff to you, but what they're doing is they're dropping a subtle hint that you may have a case. And, you know, you always have to entertain that. You can't, you know, for you to sit there and do nothing diminishes your chances exponentially.
And the more of us fight them just by sheer numbers, it's going to drive this out in the open. Great call, sir. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. The only other question is, do you have any recourse because now I have to get an attorney to deal with something that the county was supposed to do.
Okay, real fast. We're almost out of time. Sure.
Okay,
you'll find out more in the book, Clouded Titles, InfoWarsShop.com. It's a complex issue. You're putting on seminars breaking this down.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're doing a CODA workshop in Chicago on the 18th and 19th of this month. And you can go online to cloudedtitles.com and sign up. I can count on my hand the number of seats I have left available in that Chicago workshop, many of which, by the way, are your InfoWars viewers.
So. All right, Dave Krieger, great job. Thank you for coming in. Coming up, the video's encoding. It's almost done right now. I got buzzed by a drone today. I'm not joking. We got the footage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There's no controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
Yeah, you know why we played this song today?
I'm leaving to...
Because I remember an Associated Press article 7-8 years ago saying banks do favors for illegal immigrants. And it had different bank heads saying, oh, yeah, you don't even have to have ID if you're an illegal. We'll just give you a home loan, whatever else. But citizens, you know, you have to show 4 or 5 forms of ID. And now the federal government issues illegals fake tax ID numbers. The states accept their driver's license, not because they care about these people, but because they want to drive down wages and they want to play us off against each other and they want to make everybody poor. Because that's how economies work. When you bring in giant, unskilled, massive workforces, it drags down the base wage. And this all gets into basic economic theorem, but the point is the system knows exactly what it is doing. And then the citizens get the book thrown at them because being a citizen, I mean, I've thought about before, of course, I would be prosecuted because I'm seen as a mark because I'm an American. If you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, if you're a citizen, you're seen as a chump. So if I announced that my name was Juan Gonzalez, and started just drunk driving, and I wouldn't get a $10 fine. I'd get, you know, they'd find out who I was, and they'd put me through the system. But I've talked to assistant prosecutors here in Austin. They've come to my office, you know, with their business cards. I've seen them on TV and said, well, I can't come on air, but here's the places to look. Problem is I'm so overwhelmed, I don't have time to get into all this most of the time. And they were going, yeah, what you talking about, $10, $20, $30 fines for drunk driving, you name it, when the police arrest them. I've had cops tell me this. One night, one of my IT guys' driver's license was expired. I pulled up at the office like 8 o'clock at night. I've told the story 20, 30 times. And I see one of my IT guys, well, a contractor, in handcuffs. And he turned into the office. They thought that was suspicious. They came over, ran stuff. His license was expired. And I said, can't you just give him a ticket for that? Can't you just? And they're like, well, we're encouraged sometimes. It was still suspicious. And by the way, we went in your building. We thought it was suspicious. He went in the building. And I was like, you thought it was suspicious. He went in the building. Because, it was an excuse to go. The cops ran around inside my office. They thought he was suspicious. Yeah, he looks real suspicious wearing a button-up clean shirt, you know, 6'2", looks like a Sunday school teacher. He looks really evil. And I forgot that part. So they handcuffed him. The door was left open. So they ran around inside the office. They thought he ran in, was running away. He pulled in right off the road, came in, cops pull up. He calls me, goes, there's all these cops out here. What do I do? And I said, well, I guess go talk to him. He comes out. They put him in handcuffs, go in the building. And I was asking him, the cops and the police officer, the head guy's like, oh, Alex Jones, we're listeners. And I'm sitting there with like 4 cops. I'm going, okay. A couple were leaving, so it was 4, but others had already left. Oh, yeah, I like your show. I'm in a rock and roll band. I retire in 6 months. Boy, the cops are rude in New York. I was up there and asked for directions. They got in my face. Yeah, hey, we're taking your guy to jail. I was like, why? She goes, well, she was the first to be here, and so that's what she wants to do. I guess he didn't look like he enjoyed having him come to the door and stuff. So, and I went and I said, but if he was an illegal, you'd let him go. And he goes, yeah, probably, even if he was drunk driving, because the judges, they just let him go, and it's kind of frowned upon for us to even arrest him. And all the cops are sitting there nodding their head, and I'm trying to talk to the woman cop, and I'm like, come on, let him go. Be reasonable. And she looked mad. She wouldn't talk to me. So I just said, oh, that's great. And she drives off with him, and the other cops are like, hey, I like this on the show. And it was like they were being friendly and nice and were listeners, but were so used to selectively enforcing and abusing citizens that it didn't even connect with them what they were doing. It didn't even connect with them what they were doing. The illegal aliens in most states, you can look this up, get better in-state tuition than people that even live in the state. They get their babies paid for and they have babies, everything. And again, it's wrong. It's wrong. You can't go to Mexico and be treated like that. You can't be an illegal alien in China and be treated like that. Folks, you know what they do to an illegal alien in Mexico? Look it up. In fact, you can pull up headlines. Mexico, most abusive to immigrants, illegal immigrants. In fact, type it in, guys. New York Times, you name it. They put you in a hard labor work camp with mosquitoes, snakes, you name it, with big fences around it, busting rocks for gravel, the old-fashioned deal, for 1 year. And do you know what happens while you're in the slave camp? They run your ID and extort your family. Because if you don't send them money, they will let you starve and will kill you. Mexico runs real live concentration camps. In fact, I saw a number of thousands of Guatemalans a year that try to get into Mexico to get to the U.S. end up dying in the slave camps. Like, I'll type it in. Watch this. Mexico abuses illegal immigrants. There's WSBT. Mexico officials accused of abusing illegal immigrants. Hypocrisy, Mexico's immigration stance. Report alleges border, and it just goes on. There's a bunch of them. You can find it. Illegal immigrants really are abused in Mexico. And I mean, let me tell you, folks, you talk about hellish. But my whole point is, can I come to Mexico and just get on a bunch of welfare and have one house in Austin? Because my whistleblower was saying it was $500,000 or something a year. It was $89 million to 10 houses in Austin. Just where I live, $89 million. We showed you that out of Accounting Business Times yesterday. Okay, now for our top story here today. This happened when I was driving to work. And it was about 10 a.m., and I'm driving down 290. And I could tell they must have a checkpoint up ahead or a wreck. They like to do checkpoints at the Y for the commercial vehicles, the trucks. But they shut down the road a lot. So I have to leave, you know, really early now. Used to take me 30 minutes to get to work. Now it could take over an hour because of the checkpoints. And the Austin police are now wearing Marine Corps drill sergeant hats. I hadn't seen that yet. And they were out there. But so I'm seeing, you know, pretty heavy traffic. And I'm dreading it, going, man, I left, you know, an hour and 20 minutes before the show. So I get ready at home. I thought, man, I've got to find another route to work through the checkpoint. Because it's not a major highway. They just do it where these roads come together in the middle of the worst snarl in Austin, the Y. So I'm sitting there, and I look up, and I go, is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, that's a drone. And right over the highway at about 125, 150 feet or so is a drone moving back and forth. And I look over, and I see what looks like a Texas Department of Transportation truck. I see a guy with a hard hat sitting there running it, and I pull off, and you're about to see that video, and I get out and talk to the guy, and I interview him for about 20 minutes. We'll probably air most of the interview on the nightly news tonight, but this is some excerpts of it, where we have some of the better audio, because I shot it on an iPhone. A lot of it's not that good for radio. And, you know, the guy knew who I was, and then listeners started stopping and honking and getting out and taking photos. And then he was like, hey, it's not bad that I have a drone. I'm like, look, it's okay for maps of the highway, you know, with your video / still camera flying around. But I said, no, but we're asking about weaponized drones. He said, oh, that's a conspiracy. And he was a really nice guy. But we put together the video with articles for him. And he said there's, I think, 4 or 5 of these just with their company operating in Austin. But you know, I thought we might even hire the guy for the shooting show sometime to come out and show us when we're shooting with the drone. It's a camera wings, low-level aerial video photography. Robert Jones, I believe is how you pronounce it, owner and flight operations officer. And he's got 4 people working for him that also do it. And he was flying over the highway for a text dot deal. But my point was, when I got out and said, oh, this is interesting. By the way, I don't want weaponized ones. He was like, that's not happening. Even though we have articles here in Texas where they're where the cops are trying to get authorization from the FAA to put shotguns and tear gas on them. That's in CBS News. That's in Houston Chronicle. So we're going to show you some of those articles over the video. If you're a radio listener, we're going to air this on the nightly news tonight, and we'll also have it posted by tonight or tomorrow on YouTube, maybe even quicker. I think Kurt Nemo's going to do an article this afternoon for InfoWars.com. So if you hear this and rebroadcast later, go to InfoWars.com. You can watch the video there on the site. Alex Jones, you know, buzzed by drone. Or Alex Jones catches Highway Department drone in action. You know, something like that. Here it is. But I mean, he was kind of like, and I'm like, hey, buddy, it's news gathering. We're out here on the street. I'm going to air this. So he got a little bit nicer. And we've cut out some of our arguments. I may air some of those later. But you know, the point is he's, well, I'm a patriot. Well, you know, I know what's going on. Well, I mean, I know they're training to, you know, do this and that. But but still, my drone's okay. This is line of sight. And I'm like, yeah, I understand. Your drone's not bad, but Janet DiPaolo is announcing that they're going to use them for, quote, public safety in the police, and now they're arming them. So we're having a debate about this. And you need to have the drone industry, the subgroups, point out they're not with the weaponized angle. I mean, I went and saw Total Recall last night. I think I'm going to shoot a review for the nightly news tonight. I meant to see, this is written on Alamo Draft House order slips. You can order food there. Wrote these in the dark, so it's hard to read. But it was an amazing film. I went and saw Total Recall. The government stages terror attacks in it to take the liberties. There's underground bases. Everybody else lives on the surface because the government's released a chemical weapon previously to take over. A global corporation runs things. There's two global corporations that fight with each other. Britain is the command center of it all. I'll do my review tonight. Let's go ahead and get to this piece. Alex Jones, yours truly, running smack dab into a pretty sophisticated little drone. And then, of course, the checkpoint on down the road with cops bugging their eyes out at me when I rolled by through the traffic slow wearing their drill sergeant hats. I didn't know I ever joined the Marine Corps, but I'm a milk cow. Milk me. Again, I shouldn't be upset about the drones. It's a good thing. And the TSA, too. They're good people. You know, again, we have to recognize that this is out of control. Here's the proliferation. So many drones that now you can't even miss them. Here it is.
Folks, Alex Jones here. I was driving to work, and saw the drone. Hey, how's it going? Driving to work here. Saw this flying over the road. I had Joe Fair ask me if I'd ever seen one run by government, and I hadn't. But there it is. I'm shooting this with my iPhone out here.
Footage of the drone coming in for a landing. Pretty darn powerful footage. Man, that iPhone really did a great job. Wow, what's that?
I'm doing some right-of-way shots for the highway department.
Oh, highway department. Proliferation of drones, huh? Yeah, have you seen our video, Drones Shot Down Over Texas? It's pretty good. Check it out.
I know that there was a situation over in Mississippi or Alabama where they some guys were overflying a pigeon chute, like PETA people.
Oh, yeah, and it got shot down, yeah.
But no,
that was great. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Drone shoot down, but we did one with our gun show just to simulate it.
I'm actually on a contract today with your company, low-level release for the 290 right-of-way. Actually, I'm covering all the way from Loop 1 all the way out both legs of the Y. And
what is that, to look at the toll roads? Or
they don't fill me in on what the project
road.
I get a big old map, and they just tell me where they want photos taken.
Wow.
So I'm actually shooting from this location right now, and
This map's about 40 feet long.
What do you think about in the news that Texas is weaponizing drones to have them flying around with shotguns and riot control?
I stay on top of it, and I am not aware that that's occurring at all.
Check it out. It just started happening in the last month.
Yeah.
Did you hear about them using a Predator drone against people that had a cattle dispute in North Dakota?
It doesn't surprise me that they may have gone over and taken pictures.
Do you think it's good to have the Department of Defense operating in domestically?
Yeah, why not? I mean, to me, it's no different than standing on the side of the road taking a picture. I'm just a little bit higher.
But you know, these can shoot over fences, though, privacy fences.
Well, but, I mean, every day Google is flying over those fences, and you can zoom in. I can look at the chairs in my, around my swimming pool.
No, I know, but Google also got caught using those little cars to grab people's passcodes.
Oh, that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
So you can program this to kind of fly itself, but then you can just override it?
Well, you know, as you see it set up right now, it doesn't have autonomous flight capabilities other than if it runs low on battery, it will automatically return before it gets in trouble.
So there's an override.
Right. And it also has a, if the radio were some reason to break, it'll automatically come home and land itself where it took off from. So.
And this camera shoots video and stills.
Yes, this is probably the high end of what people use for this business.
Yeah, I've got two of those cameras. They're awesome.
Sony Nexus 5.
They've got high def quality that just 10 years ago that would have cost $60,000.
And yeah, I mean, I know that they're using it to defend the borders, and we have multiple predators along the U.S. border.
A whole bunch of them, yeah.
And it's not a whole bunch. We just got, we had two, and I think they're pushing for five right now.
Yeah, but I mean,
but,
the Air Force, what, has over 15,000 of them, and they're using them all over the world.
Yeah, but we were talking for the... The Homeland Defense doesn't have a lot of them, and they're flying the U.S. border, but they're not looking over your back fence or anything.
Well, actually, I mean, we got footage in Florida where they are. I mean, they say police on them.
Yeah. Okay, well, police are held to a higher level. Fully autonomous drones where they can send them out to a spot and, you know, that's a different thing. The guy isn't seeing it. He's got a
sure, camera. Pre-programmed.
Or he's flying it by camera where he's looking into an image and flying it first-person view. But, you know, the guys that are flying low level under regulated airspace, you know, I'm flying 400 feet or less. Regulated airspace starts at around 500.
Sure, listen, you're out here getting shots from the highway department. That's that's understandable. That's a great profession, really neat. I'm glad we ran into each other. I'm talking about police departments are saying we're getting them and we want to weaponize them.
Well, see, I actually know guys from the police department. What they would like to do is, yeah, before they serve a warrant, is fly around the house and look at exits and stuff like that. You know, things like...
Couldn't Google Earth do that?
Well, yeah, if you could get them to fly over this afternoon.
Well, that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Google looks straight down. These can come in and look.
At obliques, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. I'm telling you. That's the Big Brother aspect. Look. Look at all the surveillance. Look at the NSA admitting it's spying on the American people illegally. Look at all the loss of liberty, all the cameras. I remember talking to the highway department 15 years ago, and they said, we'll never use these for the police. And, of course, they were planning it the whole time. It's a night. I mean, who's watching the government?
Yeah. Well, I hope there are concerned citizens watching the government.
He said a lot more as well there with us in the interview, but that's cut down for time. And he talked about a really expensive drone helicopter the Texas department had that did just crash. I think I'm going to have Jacobson add that to the video before we post it up to Infowars.com for everybody. But if you're a radio listener, it's pretty darn powerful footage I got where it's flying around above us on the highway and then coming down and landing. And again... Because of computers, because of production, because of miniaturization, this stuff's getting cheaper and cheaper. It is being weaponized. And that's basically what the whole Total Recall movie is about, is where this global corporation wants to kill the rest of humanity so a tiny group can just have robots run everything. Humans aren't needed anymore. And I brought up why the future doesn't need us to this guy. and he was laughing. We should probably add that and show the article where Bill Joy said, yeah, I had meetings with the globalists. You know, they had a Sun Microsystem, and they want to get rid of everybody. I mean, that's the plan with all this. There's not going to be humans going to space. There's not going to be humans in submarines, humans on ships, humans in aircraft. It's all going to be robot. And it's cheaper, quicker, faster, all of it. People worry about unions taking your job or vice versa, non-union. How about machines? And it's not that I'm against technology. It's that the globalists controlling it are building back doors into all of it. And no one can deny this stuff is being used to attack us. And people that are in these industries are immediately, you know, overly defensive, because I didn't put a lot of the arguments and stuff in there. I may put out a longer version where the guy's like, well, say drones are bad. They're not bad. My drone's not bad. It does a good job. It's cheaper than helicopters. Humans won't get hurt. Well, yeah, then there's that nanny state idea of, well, let's not have humans in helicopters because they might get hurt. And he's not saying that, but that's where this goes. They've already got Google cars all over the United States. They're saying, oh, they're already safer than humans. We should get rid of humans. This is the globalist plan. I know what I'm talking about. We cover it all in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that they're trying to take off YouTube right now with some band claiming they own my voicemail. And by the way, I nicely talked about this on air a few weeks ago, and they haven't taken the attempted block off yet. I'm going to have to take action very soon. Somebody needs to get a hold of those folks. If you go to one of the Endgames with, I don't know, like 2.5 million views on YouTube, but you can see where they were claiming they own it and they own my voice, and they've got their stuff up for sale there, hijacking my video. I'm getting really angry about that. This is what they can do to censor us as well. Just say my voice is copyright and have computers remove it worldwide. That's the type of dangerous systems that are out there. And I said to this nice fella, again, he was like, are you a member of the NRA? Okay, good, I am. He thought because I didn't want the military operating domestically. I can do a whole piece just analyzing this guy as a good guy who doesn't understand. He's like, you're talking bad about the military running drones? Are you with the, do you like the NRA? As a litmus test. And I said, yeah. I've been to urban warfare drills where the military's trying to take our guns. And he's like, oh, I know that. I believe that. I'm like, but then you think I'm a hippie because I don't want armed drones flying around that are autonomous. And I was telling him about autonomous drones. He didn't believe that. In L.A. Times, Navy launches autonomous helicopters and drones, pre-programmed to go out and kill. They've had them for 10 years. They're just now telling you about autonomous ones. They've got autonomous robot-driven space planes, according to the first head of Star Wars program, physicist and Air Force Colonel Dr. Bob Bowman. He could only say because they accidentally declassified part of it. So I really pressed him at that big convention we had in L.A. back in 2006. And he said, all right, I'll tell you this. He goes, by 79, because this leaked when another, head of another program at DARPA, on C-SPAN debating me, admitted it, that in the late 70s, we had a fleet of space planes with DU, SABO, basically meteor gun technology, orbiting the globe as decapitation weapons. They could knock out bases 3 miles under a mountain. You can't dig really 3 miles down if it's sea level because it gets too hot. That's why they put bases under mountains, because you're technically miles under rock, but it's above sea level still for flooding and things. In caves and the temperature differential, more than about 67 degrees. That's a side issue. Getting off into underground base, deep underground base theorem. I'm going to just stop right there. We're going to have a big InfoWars Nightly News tonight. I'm going to review Total Recall, speaking of Total Information Awareness Network, brainwashing underground bases. Don't forget to support the InfoWar however you can by spreading the word. Also purchasing super high quality products discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com, where we have the new, well, I'm on the packaging, I'm endorsing it, the new Supercharged Pollen Burst Plus, the best energy drink I've ever had, and it's really great for you as well. That's available at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also become a distributor, and don't forget InfoWarsShop.com to get clouded titles. We're not like George Soros that gets banker bailout money, your taxes, and then uses it against you. You have to support us if you want to hear us on air.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.